Hi there, I'm Matt Veloso. I'm a software developer at Microsoft, and today I want to show how to leverage Azure Active Directory so we can use multiple services, for example, Office 365, Azure Mobile Services, all these things together in the same context of the same identity for the same user. So I will start from a guidance that's already there, and you can see it online. So if you follow this link, what you find is a guidance that shows how to build a Azure Mobile Services application that authenticates against Azure AD. So the user calls a Windows 8 app, types the credentials. The credentials will be used against AD and we'll get a token that will be used to call Azure Mobile Services. This is already there, and if you follow this guidance, this is how the page looks like. It's a pretty easy guidance to follow, so it shows how to configure the permissions in AD, how to set up your code. It generates most of these things for you, so you really don't have to type much code at all in there. What I will do is I will start from this guidance already completed, and I will add SharePoint into that same scenario. So basically, when we call Azure Mobile Services, Azure Mobile Services will use your credentials on behalf of the user that's using the application. It will go to OneDrive Business, and we call OneDrive Business, that's basically a document library in SharePoint Online. And we will create a Word document with that same information from that to-do item in that Word document, right? So in order to do this, we need a few things. We need, for example, OpenXML. OpenXML is a library that allows us to actually, among other things, create Word documents on a server-side code very easily. So I'll show how that works. I will start from my Visual Studio. And the first thing I need to do with my web service, my Azure Mobile Services, is I have to call OpenXML. So what I will do is I will add a NuGet package called OpenXML. And the one we want is the document format.openxml. That's a very easy library to actually create Word documents out of just server-side code, no dependency on Office or anything like that. So I'll install this. And what I'll do now, I will create a utility class for us. I will call it SharePoint Util. And this class will do three different things for us, which is authentication in SharePoint. It will allow us to create this Word document, and will allow us to upload this Word document on Office 365 in SharePoint using their new RESTful APIs. So I will just add a new class. And I'll call it SharePoint Util. And just to save us time, I already have this snippet written. So what I'll do is just put it here, and then I'll walk the code so we can understand what it's actually doing. So this class does basically three things. So the first one is authentication. What we do here is that we actually look at what's the identity you already have in the web service. So of course, the user is already logged in. The call to the web service is already happening. So I need to look at what's the user that I have there. And I need this user because I want to know what's the access token that was used, right? So this is what actually matters here. I get the access token that was provided by the app to call the Azure Mobile Services. And now I will call ADEL. If you don't know, ADEL is the Active Directory authentication library. So it's a library that makes it very easy to actually do authentication work related to Azure AD and for all sorts of client applications. You can do it from iOS, you can do it from Windows 8, from whatever you want. So I will use this token to now access SharePoint. So I will provide the SharePoint URL. If you look up here, I have a bunch of URLs, and one of them is my little SharePoint site, right? And say, I need to access this URL now. So I use this token that the user provided me, and I actually get a new token that will allow me to talk to SharePoint, right? So this is what the authentication does. The second step is creating the Word document. That's when OpenXML becomes important. So I'm basically creating a Word document in memory. I will save it in a byte array. So I basically create a memory string, and I create a document body, right? And then I create a simple paragraph And inside this paragraph, I will put the same text as the to-do item that I'm inserting in the Azure Mobile Services. So it's a very simple document. I could go way beyond and create a very nice report with images. And just for the simplicity, I'm just keeping this as a simple paragraph with just the text so we show the concept, right? And then I save these in a byte array and return this byte array. That's all I'm doing here. So there's no actual physical file. It's just a byte array. And the third method is the one that actually uploads the file to SharePoint. So once I have the document, I have my authentication token. Now actually we'll use the new RESTful APIs in Office 365, and I'll actually upload this file to a document library in SharePoint. So that's a basic, the only thing that really matters here is if you look at this code, it's mostly a HTTP request where it said, the binary files, the binary data I'm actually uploading to SharePoint. The kind of request I'm making is a POST request. It's an application JSON format. And I put my authentication token I just got from SharePoint. The only different thing here to keep in mind is there is a specific URL where I can say, I'm creating this document. I will give you a name for this document. And in this particular case, what I will do is I will use the internal ID of this new record I'm creating for the to-do item. So it will look like a big ID. Like I could use a name, I could use something else. Just for simplicity, I'm using the ID, which is a pretty long name. You see that when I open SharePoint. So basically, I'm calling SharePoint and saying, I want to upload this file. Here's the content in binaries, and I'm saving that in SharePoint. So that's what SharePoint utilities will do, like these three things. Then all I have to do is to call it from my to-do item controller. So in the to-do item, I have a method for POST, which is when I have a new record, I'm sending that new record to mobile service. Mobile service will upload this to save this in SQL Server. So what I need to do is actually now do those three little steps, authentication, creating the document, and uploading to SharePoint. So I also have a code snippet for that, just to make it easier. So as I said, it's the same POST to-do item, but now beyond inserting the record, I do the authentication. So I call in that library created to do the authentication, saying, here's my user that I already have, right? And all I have to do is actually create this new token for SharePoint. Then I will create the Word document with the same item I'm sorting, which would basically say, let's create a Word document and put a paragraph there with the text from the to-do item. And then I will upload this file to SharePoint. And that's pretty much it. That's all the three things we need to do here. So since that's already done, I will just publish this to, I need to publish the web service, not the client. Because I already followed that guidance I mentioned previously, my publish profile is already set. I don't have to do it again. So Visual Studio knows what I was doing, knows where my mobile service is. It already has the AD settings already configured. So I'm just publishing a new version now. So publish. And it confirms to me that the service is up and running. Takes a little while. There we go. Now, there's nothing I need to change from the client side. The client side is already doing everything I need. It authenticates against AD. It calls this Azure Mobile Services API. The API didn't change at all. The signature is exactly the same. So it will just insert a to-do item like it did before. The only additional thing I actually have to do is actually tell this application that it has permissions to reach SharePoint. Remember that SharePoint, the document library in SharePoint, it's secure, right? This is where your files are. So I cannot just go there and upload a file without any permission. So what do we do here is we get the application settings in AD. And where my to-do list service is, actually my list app, if I look at configurations, it takes a little while, and there you go. You can see that beyond the two settings we've done previously, which is giving the permission for the service, giving permission for AD authentication. We're also adding SharePoint Online. And what this is doing is, like, we're actually giving the client application permission to go all the way to SharePoint. Now, that's interesting because the code I wrote is accessing SharePoint from the web service, not from the client. But what we're doing here is, on behalf of the client, we are going to SharePoint. And that's the interesting process there. We're telling, if a second app tries to call the same service, it will not be able to actually make it access SharePoint. We're just telling that this particular client app is allowed to do so, right? So we set this permission for SharePoint, and now let's try running our client app. So when I launch the application, it prompts for my credentials. So I will type my credentials. And it's now reaching that Azure mobile service and grabbing some data from it, right? And I can see it actually got a first to-do item, right? So what I will do is I will create a second one and save it. I can see the item is there. It's saved like we've done previously. The difference now is that if I go to my SharePoint document library and I hit a refresh here, I can see this new document, Word document, which is a pretty ugly name. That's the ID. Remember I mentioned we will use the ID for the item, which is a pretty long ID. So if I open this Word document, I will see the same text as I used as in my to-do item. So what we've done here was reusing the user identity all the way from the Windows 8 to mobile services to Office 365 and creating a document there. And the beauty of it is, like, you can do that very easily, like with very few settings and permissions you have to do on AD. You can really travel with those, with that identity across, for example, Exchange Online, calendars, contacts, emails, additional services you build, mobile services, etc. So it really shows the value of Azure AD in the context of these applications. So if you have any more questions, you can find me on Twitter, Matt Veloso, and I'm happy to explain this in details. I will soon publish a guidance that shows this in more details how to do it. So I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.